On this episode, we review the 2018 Epcot Food and Wine Festival Party for the Senses. This is episode 117 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not yet done so, you want to go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. It is a great, informative, and fun group.
Mm-hmm.
So go out and ask to join, and chances are we'll approve you. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on that same feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network had you covered all week long. And we are excited to announce, or I guess we already announced it, so if you haven't heard, you can now bring a little bit of the parks and the resorts home with you with Joffrey's Coffee.
Yum.
And if you go out to joffreys.com and at checkout use code CTM20, you're going to save 20% off your entire order.
Mm-hmm. So, $50 or more, you get free shipping.
Correct.
So that is a good deal.
Really, really good deal. So go out, get your favorite blends that you have in the parks, bring them home. A little way to bring that magic, I guess, you know, back to your own house while you're waiting for your next Disney trip.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're planning your next Disney trip,
which
you
should
be. Mm-hmm.
That
was good.
It's good.
Whether it's Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise line, or even Universal Orlando, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can email her at mpilgrim at themouseexperts.com. Let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. She will help you plan your entire trip, get you the absolute best rates, the best package, even help you out with ADRs, fast passes at no additional cost to you.
Yes.
I like to say it's a no-brainer, so go out and contact Melissa.
She books all our stuff.
She does, yeah, every month.
Yep.
So we're going to talk Party for the Senses today.
Yay.
And I'm really, really excited to talk about this one. We had not been in 2 years. We went with John and Michelle and John's sister, Leslie, this past weekend.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar with Party for the Senses, this is a hard ticket event, and this is on select nights only during Food and Wine Festival.
Yes.
So as we like to do sometimes, I'm just going to read straight from Disney's website because they put these descriptions together. So
yep.
Enjoy a feast that pays tribute to the sensory arts. Join acclaimed chefs, personalities, and entertainers for Party for the Senses, an incredible night filled with food, fun, and friends. From the delectable menu to impressive entertainment, it's the perfect opportunity for foodies to mark another year at Epcot International Food and Wine Festival with connoisseurs of all kinds. Now, this event takes place on certain Saturdays, and there's actually only, this year, there were five of them.
Wow.
So we had September 22nd, October 6th, October 13th, which is the one that we did, October 20th, and then we still have November 10th. Included with your pricing that we're going to talk about, you do get reserved seating for the 5:30 p.m. Eat to the Beat concert series as an added bonus if you would like.
Yes.
So this is in the World Showcase Events Pavilion in Epcot. And if you're not familiar with where that is, it's actually between Canada and the UK. There's these huge wooden gates on the right.
Yep.
And there's an entire pavilion back there.
So cool.
And that's where this is going to take place, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And it runs from $229 to $349 per guest, plus tax, but your gratuity is included. So let's talk quickly about the two different packages, and then we'll kind of get into everything else.
Let's do it.
So you have two categories now. In the past, when we went 2 years ago, there was, I want to say, three categories. One of them, which was the lower price one, did not have reserve seating.
Correct.
Now everything has reserve seating, yes, which is really, really nice. So yes, you have category number one, which is the wine view lounge. It says, paint the town like a true VIP with a premium reserve table, premium bar service, artisanal cheeses, and a specialty cocktail toast, in addition to all that makes this event the most palatable party of the year. This is $349 per guest, limited availability. You do get a slightly earlier check-in, a parting gift, and then transportation is provided to and from the park's main entrance at the beginning and end of the event. I did not see, like, what are the things you would get? The bicycle guys that like pull a cart behind them. Like, I didn't see any of that, or horse-drawn carriages. So I'm not exactly sure how that went. Now for category number two, which is what we chose,
yep,
which is just called reserve seating.
Right.
Indulge in top-notch treatment with a reserve table on the main floor and a specialty welcome cocktail toast. Your inner connoisseur won't want to miss it. This is $229 per guest. You get a 7 p.m. check-in at the reserve check-in podium located at the World Showcase Events Pavilion. The main difference between these two, other than a pretty hefty price tag, I mean, you're talking $120 difference.
Right.
We got a parting gift. I don't know if they got an additional parting gift.
Yeah, well, I would like to know, but
I would too. Because
we weren't sure. And when you go and see the video, you'll see me where I'm like, $229 and I get this Wisp brand, which was weird because we didn't think we were getting anything and besides a reserved table. And boy, were we surprised, and very pleasantly, happily surprised. So,
because we got wine glasses,
right? And as
which we were worried we weren't.
Well, 2 years ago when we went, we got one, and they gave them out in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked with it too, and tried to find a table, which y'all found a table, thank God, because you and John like kind of almost ran, for lack of a better term, to get one. And part that sucked is somebody had to be at the table all the time.
Yeah, because somebody could steal your seats.
Correct. So, with all that being said, this year, when he said no part, I was like, oh my, if we don't get a, I'm like, I was going to be so like disappointed. The neatest part was, as you go and you find your table, and we had five at our table, and there were five wine glasses. Now, 2 years ago when we got one, it was just food and wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said. It didn't say anything else, but it did have the year. This year we have where it says Party for the Senses 2018
like
on one
logo.
Side.
Yeah.
Their logo. And then on the other side says Cheers. And it is.
It's awesome.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Love
absolutely
it.
Love it. Yeah.
It blows 2 years out of the water, which the whole thing blows 2 years out of the water.
Oh, for sure. And we'll talk about some of the differences, because like once we get into it more, what was so cool is, and I think I said this to you, when we went 2 years ago, we didn't have any complaint. I mean, the only complaint was, I wish we had reserved seating, but that's just the way it was.
Right.
Everything
else was fine.
Everything we didn't even realize was maybe wrong with 2 years ago, we realized they fixed this year because it was that much better.
Right.
So, all right, we're going to get into the whole thing, because I pretty much went through kind of the layout. And again, the difference, the VIP seating for that extra $120 is much closer to the stage.
Yep.
You're in this little white picket fence.
Yep.
You do get premium bar service. So if you are drinking liquor,
right,
this is going to be a better option. But if you're doing beer and wine, all of that's included in your category two that we had. So you
wasn't a lot of beer this year.
I barely saw any, which is why I ended up going a wine route.
Yeah.
Because I saw so much more wine. Yeah, I did not think there was a ton of beer this year. That's very, very true.
But anyways, moving on.
Okay, well, let's talk about our day a little bit, because we went to Epcot that morning.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And again, something we didn't realize needed to be fixed, they fixed, which was check-in process.
Oh, yeah.
You wanna go over kind of the 2 year ago check-in process and then this year check-in process? Do you remember 2 years ago?
I really don't.
Well, 2 years ago, you wanted to show up
early. I remember 2 years ago, because of, again, no table reserved, we sat and was in like in that area for over an hour. Oh, like easily. We sat on the ground because we were
and that's when we checked
tired.
In. Yeah, that's when we checked in and we got our wristband and we got our wine glass and all. And so we sat there for like an hour. But this year was completely different, which was a million times better.
Well, we went to Epcot because I was getting my cutting board.
Mm-hmm.
So
I cut a miniature lime on it tonight.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good. So we went over there and over in the area where you get your cutting board or your pass holder magnet was where you checked in at. And that's where you got your bracelets and it showed your table. Yep. And I mean, what, it started at 7?
Yes.
And really, you could show up at 6:55.
Yeah.
I mean, because you had your table, you're done. Like. Yep. It was fantastic.
There was no other process once we got there, which I thought was awesome.
Yes.
And again, 2 years ago, we were like, man, it stinks. We got to get here early, but that's the way it is.
I mean, and it was fine. Yeah. We were
fine.
But
this year, you're like, wow, what a great improvement.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
So we got checked in. We had a table number.
Yep.
Again, which was awesome. And I was shocked because we had purchased these tickets separately. So John and Michelle and Leslie, they had their party of three. We had our party of two.
Right.
You had actually gotten an email about a week prior stating, hey, here's all the details. If there is another party you would like to be seated with.
Or near.
Yeah, or near, respond and tell us. And you did.
And then, I said, you know, and they said, you know, the name, which was John Marone, party of three. And I said, we would like to sit with them if possible. And then they asked if there's any...
Food allergies.
And I couldn't remember. And I thought,
you forgot to put pickles. We'll talk about that in a little bit here, but.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. So I put no. And it was so neat when we all checked in. They wrote our table number down and John had the same table number. And I was like, yes, it worked.
but what was so cool is we show up and I'm like, okay, there's five of us, but we could easily be at a table of 8 to 10. Yeah. It was a 5-person table. It was just the five of us.
And just so y'all know, too, if there's any date nighters that want to do this, there also were 2 tables that I noticed. And I told Jeremy, I was
2-person tables.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 2-person tables.
Several of them.
But I was like, look, in case, I mean, we'd never go without John and Michelle.
Oh, of course,
but
yeah.
If for some reason, some crazy reason, they couldn't go and we could. I was like, look, there's date night tables. Yeah. And it was so nice. And depending on the table where it was, almost a little romantic.
Yeah. So, it was. There were little candles in the middle.
Yep.
And so as we sat, you mentioned there was the wine glasses, which was our parting gift on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you would need to take these with you to get your wine samples.
Right.
They were not giving them out like in something else at each booth.
Right. But I mean, you would almost, I feel like you would want to.
Fine.
It was so
pretty.
And
they had the rinse stations. They had the rinse stations and whatever.
John
which was fine.
Rinsed his but quite
then,
often.
Yeah. But then also on the table was a glass of champagne for everybody.
That was new this year. Toast. Which I don't even remember them toasting.
Because y'all just started
drinking.
Did we miss
it?
I think they tried to start toasting, and you guys were like already down, and then we all were like, you know what? Let's all just toast each other. But
we
did. I remember
us toasting each other, but
yeah.
But anyways, it was that was new and that was neat.
Yeah, that was cool, and that was kind of kicked off the party.
Mm-hmm.
So this is and I know we read through the description, but this is not your food and wine food. This is not the food that's at the booths. This is not anything else you get in the regular food and wine. And I hope that as we go through this, you'll see that this price, which is very, very expensive. I mean, we paid $229 each.
Right.
You know, plus tax. So we were at the end, you know, close to an almost $500 evening. And I know that sounds absolutely insane, but I will still say that it is worth every single penny to do this once a year.
I absolutely
and have this
too.
Experience.
Absolutely.
And have this amazing foodie, drinky
absolutely. Adventure. And especially with the way they fixed everything. I mean, honestly, next year, I don't see how they could make it any better, but of course it's Disney and I'm sure they could and
they will. Yeah.
But it was near perfect.
Yeah.
In fact, this year was a little strange, I guess would be the correct word, because of the portions that were given out. They were a lot bigger.
Larger.
And the reason I say strange is because 2 years ago when John said there was how many different kinds of foods, like a hundred. I mean,
not a hundred.
There was a lot. We'll go through them Jeremy all, was like, lot, yeah. Can you taste them all? And John's like, no. And he's like, challenge accepted. Well, we easily plowed through it because we would get one thing and you and I would each have maybe one bite each. One and a half, maybe. This time, I mean, we could take several. We could take two, three bites.
Yeah. This, we did eat everything.
We did.
It was harder this year.
Because of the portions.
Like, I remember the last two dishes, I was kind of like, oh, man, I got to eat it. But, yeah, the portions were much
And we wanted
bigger.
To eat it to report to y'all.
Of course. And we're going to go through the menu. Before we get to the menu, let's talk entertainment. Okay, so.
You can talk entertainment.
Well, I have said for 2 years, since 2 years ago, that entertainment 2 years ago was outstanding. It was like a 9 to 10 piece like cover band playing every single hit from, I felt like, 60s, 70s, all the way up to the 2000s. They were amazing. They were energetic. Yep. It was great.
Loud.
This year was the Femmes of Rock.
Yep.
Which is a 4-piece electric violin female group, which again is playing 70s, 80s, 90s hits, but in their own way. And then they have a backup band.
Right.
So here are some of the improvements that, again, we didn't know we needed. 2 years ago, it was very, very loud.
Yeah.
I felt like this year, the volume and the mix of the music gave it more of a, I don't want to say background because it wasn't that low, but it was something that wasn't overwhelming, where I all of a sudden realized 2 years ago, it was almost overwhelming, the volume and the sound.
Yeah, you could talk and not feel like you had to yell, and it was just, it was. And honestly, like, Michelle felt like she kept saying, name that tune.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have vocals. But they had just, obviously, the music. So I, a couple times, had to kind of go, What was it? And then that's when I realized, wow, okay, it is not that loud, but it's beautiful. And it was
perfect.
Very, very nice.
It was awesome. They were very entertaining. They were, again, energetic.
They were not bad on the eyes, apparently.
They were not bad to look at whatsoever. Just say apparently. They were not bad to look at. It was 4 very attractive women wearing attractive clothing, playing violins, electric violins,
I'm going to learn to play that.
Okay, please do. They were dressed, well, most of their tops were very similar to the top you wore for your Ariel costume for Halloween.
You mean a corset?
Yes. Mm. That's exactly what it was. But no, I thought they were great. The MC, Billy.
That was so cool.
Yeah, Carrie and Rob Stewart, who are hosts of Disney Travel Secrets. I had said that we were going to this, and Carrie had messaged me and said, you have to say hello to the MC, Billy. He's a friend of ours. And I said, okay, I'll make a point to do that. So we get there and we see him, and he's got like kind of spiky blonde hair.
Spiky.
And whatever. But he's very noticeable. He's dressed like this very loud suit jacket, and he's really, really good up there. Yeah, swoop. He's really, really good up there, and he's just, again, I keep saying energetic, but all these people are energetic. So he starts to make the rounds, and I'm texting him, I'm like, because I didn't catch his name, and I was like, I think this is the MC. And I messaged her, and I said, is this kind of what he looks like? And she goes, yep, that sounds like Billy. So we walk up, and I'm like,
well, first, he was over at this one table.
Yeah.
And he...
Dude, that guy knew how to make the rounds and entertain.
I don't know if he really knew the people, or if he just was really, like, talking to them, and they were all laughing. And he was near us, and I had a few drinks by this point. And Jeremy told me that was him, and we're supposed to say something to him. So, I looked at him and, like, pointed at him. And he, like, looked at me, and I don't know. I think she sent a picture, right? So I think he, like, recognized and then walked over.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I was shocked.
It was awesome.
It was.
I said, Billy? And he goes, Rhonda and Jeremy?
I was like, what?
What? He's like, yeah. Carrie told me to look for you guys. I was like, that's awesome. So we talked to him for a minute and
took a picture and
got
sent her.
Got a picture and sent it to her. And so it was really, really cool. But
it was.
The atmosphere, this is a very, very large place, and the atmosphere is awesome. It's like electric. I mean, it is it is beautiful. It is one of those places where we got a little bit dressed up.
Yes. But, I went dress nicer this year.
And I prefer that. I like to do, I was wearing,
well, I mean, first of all,
slacks and I wore a button up shirt. Now it was Marvel themed, but still I looked good. You looked great.
Thank you.
It's something you can get dressed up for, but you don't have to.
Correct.
But I think it's one of the things that it's just kind of nice to. Like, you don't have to be wearing a suit.
No, not at all. And you wouldn't want to, but...
We'll wear one next year.
No.
I'm going to wear a... Oh, I should do a dumb... John and I should do the Dumb and Dumber suits next
okay. year. But for us ladies, like, it was very nice. Michelle looked amazing. And Leslie looked awesome. And some other ladies I saw as well. Like, there was this one beautiful girl had a cool outfit on that I was like, ooh, that's neat. But you saw people anywhere from a beautiful outfit, like dress, to, you know, just shorts and a, not t-shirt per se, yeah, but, you know, like a nicer shirt maybe. But two, when you walk into the, where they, the gathering place before they open the curtains, it is gorgeous.
It really is.
I mean, you've got, you
like
look
chandeliers
up.
Chandeliers.
Yeah, like,
and,
they look like crystal. I mean, I'm not sure if they really are or not, but it's just beautiful. And then when they open the curtains, it's beautiful. And then you have these beautiful wine glasses. And I mean, it's not by any means like downplayed.
No. And no, it's very elegant.
I feel like if I was in there in a t-shirt and shorts, or if I had flip-flops and shorts, I would feel way underdressed.
I can see that.
I wore last year, I do believe I might have wore a skirt and, or maybe I wore the shorts, but I had a nice black and it had rhinestones. But that's why this year I was like, okay, I'm going nicer, because it is just that feel. And I didn't feel overdressed by any means. And I had a black lace dress on, short, sleeveless, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. I like getting a little dressed up next year. Maybe I'm going to wear a suit next year. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I just bought one.
Maybe I'll wear something
for
nicer.
The wedding.
Well, I did
for the
joke.
Wedding next month.
Yeah,
so
I did,
I'll wear the suit.
I did have a
maybe
dress that I pulled out. Remember the black sparkly one? Yeah, and it has this like sheer, like almost wing type thing. Yeah. I feel like when I lift my arm. So I was joking with him and I was like, I'm going to wear this. And he's like, okay. And to be truthfully honest, like, I don't feel like I would feel overdressed even in that.
Yeah.
And especially with the check-in like that, if you don't have to walk around or be around Epcot, I mean, you could come straight there.
That's what I loved, is that we pretty much went straight there.
Yeah. And then leave.
And went in, whereas 2 years ago, we had to get there so much earlier. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was warm, obviously, that night. It was very hot. And
right.
Everything's inside, but still. Yeah, I do like that point.
Yep.
Am I missing anything before we get into the food? I don't think so, right?
No.
Okay.
I will say, too, I don't know. I feel like sometimes, like, places like that, like, you're like, where's the bathroom? And you're, like, thinking, is it tiny? Is it, one or two people? Or is it almost, what is it, porta potties? Which, I mean, it's obviously nicer than that, but it's just kind of one of those things where I was like, where is it? And finally, I went, and that bathroom was giant.
Yeah, they were. Because
we all went
at the end.
Right.
Well, I
was shocked.
Night, yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It was nice.
So.
Yeah. Nice and big. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the food.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Another improvement we didn't know they needed.
Okay. What?
This menu.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get this 2 years
That's
ago.
Right.
Like, I am holding in my hand, and once this is on YouTube, you'll see. We have a nice Party for the Senses full menu they gave to every person. There's a map. It tells you
that was
breaks
cool
down the locations. It tells you where to go. every single item, food, drink, who the chefs are. Again, we didn't have this 2 years ago and we didn't know we needed it. But now that we have it, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start. And this is going to be, and you're going to notice, so every single, and I forgot to mention this, every single Party for the Senses has different chefs. Mm-hmm. So if you just got money laying around, you could go to every single one and you're never going to have the same experience.
Right.
Like, you know, we could go back Saturday night, just say, and not have
Let's
the same
go.
Menu. Huh?
Let's go.
Did you say you want to go? Do you want to see if they have tickets?
Yeah.
I'll go again. yeah. So, all right. So we're going to get in. A lot of these you will notice are Disney chefs. There are some from some other areas, but most of these revolve around Disney.
Right.
So first is Chef Thomas Massey from Beer Garden. And he was serving the wild boar sausage with red cabbage and juniper berry demi. As we go through these, I know this is going to be hard to remember a lot. I remember a good
specific.
Portion of these dishes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this one with the wild boar sausage?
I do believe so, and it was fine to me.
Yeah.
I'll be curious a lot of your thoughts because you're more the foodie. There was one dish that was the best, and I think we agreed mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
But this one was fine. I think you liked it more.
I did. I really enjoyed this.
I was
the fine. Wild boar. It's I like boar. I like bison. To me, it was very mm-hmm. similar to bison. They are much less fatty and greasy tasting mm-hmm. than a ground or a beef, like regular cow beef.
Right.
But they have the same flavor. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really like about it. Next, at this same section, we had Jose Kamey. I'm going to just mess up stuff everywhere. He's from Restaurant Boca in Winter Park, Florida, which mm-hmm. is very close. Now, this was the grass-fed braised beef short rib.
That was amazing.
This was...
Was that the one that was our favorite?
I think this was our favorite dish of the night. When we look through the menu, if there's one I remember more, I don't think there is. I'm pretty sure this was our favorite dish of the night. It was perfection.
It was really good.
Short rib is really good. I want to say it's hard to cook only because I did cook it at home one time and it was not good. So apparently I didn't know what I was doing. But it's a very low and slow... cooked meat mm-hmm. and when it's done right, it is so flavorful, and this was perfectly tender.
Yes.
Everything with it was outstanding. Yes. I'm pretty sure this was our dish of the night.
So I'm going to stop you right here and say that it was neat because, you know, so you have this area and you have one on basically mm-hmm. each side. Jeremy would go to one side, yeah. I'd go to the other, and we'd make sure we each got one, and then we'd come back to the table and then we'd taste it. So yep. anyways, go yeah. ahead now.
No, but I think that's a good point for people that if they were to listen to this and do either of the two that are left this year, divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Because I do think you want to try every dish. Now, we finished every dish. I'm not saying you have to. You right. could. When we do this again next year, I could see where we go, all right, these portions are bigger. There's a lot of food. Do we need some of the dishes that we don't love? Maybe take a bite
and don't eat
anymore.
You know
what? We don't have to eat the rest of it
because we don't. And yeah. then people
maybe
are clearing
I don't
your
have
table.
To lick the plate every single time that we finish a dish, which I may have done once or twice. So I think that's a really good point. All right, so we're going to move on. Well, first of all, in that same area, you remember was the Florida Orange Groves Winery, which had the Key Lemon, the Hurricane Class 5 White Sangria, and the Sparkling Pineapple. And we did try some of those.
Yes. We tried quite a few of the whites, and every year I kind of find a favorite that I kind of keep going back to because I don't like mixing things too much because I'm afraid like it'll
get sick.
Yeah. I just started to say totally. Like too much will just, my stomach will be like, nope, don't want it. When we get to it, found a wine that I'm very excited, and actually I can buy it at Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
So
do you remember the name of it?
We have the card.
When we get to it? Okay.
Possibly.
Wonder if you'll remember.
Right. I'm 90% sure I will, but okay. Go ahead.
So next we're going to move on to Chef Gina Green from Mama Melrose's, which of course is in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
Now she did the cinnamon spice lamb, which had purple potato puree Wild Mushroom Gremolata.
I specifically remember this because it was interesting, mm-hmm. good, and weird all in the same, in my opinion.
Okay.
The lamb was good.
This was on a bone, correct?
Yes,
it was. Okay, now I remember.
You ate the rest of it.
Yes,
I took a bite.
I ate the bone dry.
the lamb was very good. It had that cinnamon taste to it. Mm-hmm. And then the purple puree, that was the weird part. It was good, but I don't know. It was almost like a couple of the dishes this time, you would eat like maybe the lamb and the puree, and that was really good together. But if you ate the lamb and the whole thing that was supposed to go with it, and the mushrooms, and then you're kind of like, that doesn't work. We had a couple of that, and I think this was one of the dishes that I was like, okay, this two things were good together, but the third thing was not.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. No, I agree with you completely. I do remember it, but it wasn't something that just stood out in my mind.
Right.
That's all of a sudden, like, my memory comes back and I'm like, that's right. I remember like gnawing at the bone because you gave me the rest of it. Yeah. Same way you do with chicken wings sometimes.
I do.
What I do love about, and I did mention all these dishes, is that they are all very complex. They are all built to perfection, and they are all pieces of art.
Yeah.
You know, you're not talking about walking up and they go, hey, man, grab one of these 80 plates that's prepared an hour ago on a, you know, and they're sitting under a warming tray on a warming tray. They're putting together
times,
in front of you with with a chef and then all their sous chefs.
Right.
And
but
you know,
some of them had where I think because people just kept coming and coming and they had a couple of them ready to go.
But it's an assembly line. So,
right.
So for example, you know, you might get this cinnamon spice lamb and the first sous chef is putting the purple potato puree on a plate.
Right.
And then they're handing it off for the wild mushroom gremolata. And then they're handing it off for the actual spice lamb. And then they're handing it off to a final person who with like tweezers puts micro greens on top as a garnish.
Or a squirt of something.
So
and then they wipe it. And
it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it is.
And it's all very, very fresh.
Yes.
All right. So next we're gonna move on to Chef Bob Wagoner. And he's from In the Kitchen in Charleston, South Carolina. He had the venison tenderloin over caramelized onions with buttered snow peas and a Madeira blueberry glaze. Do you remember this dish?
I started to say, I think I do. And I thought it was great. But then, I don't know, the blueberry glaze. I don't think I like the blueberries.
Yeah.
Leslie did. I remember that.
Yeah.
The meat was good. I do remember that. There's a lot of meat, too, this year.
There is.
And I mean meat, like, you know, like everything you're saying. Venison.
We've already been through venison.
Right.
Lamb.
Yep.
Short rib and boar.
Yes. So, anyways, there's a lot of meat. But I do remember this meat, and it was, I do remember it being good.
Yeah.
But again, it's one of those dishes, again, where I didn't like the one part with it, you know?
Yeah. Well, what they did well, I mean, venison is deer, and I have had venison sometimes that can taste very gamey. I remember this not being gamey. So you're getting very good. I'm sure it's like the tenderloin. It's cooked to perfection. Again, very tender, just perfect flavors. I don't remember the blueberry glaze that much.
I do.
But I'm glad you do. So, okay. All right. Well, let's move on next. We're going to do the chef team of Le Cellier Steakhouse in Epcot, of course. And they had a Verlasso salmon three ways. This was good. Tartare and mousseline.
This was good.
Yeah.
I remember this one.
This was weirdly good.
It was. Because it was weirdly looking, too.
Very weird looking.
And then the one bite, I feel like this is going to sound so funny explaining it. But you put it in your mouth. And it kind of was almost like mush. And you're kind of like, okay, this is a little weird. And then all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I was, I should have gotten another one now that I think about it, because it was really good.
This was the most inventive dish we had,
and
I think,
this
of the evening.
We unfortunately shared, because
I know.
This we didn't have to. This was there. What?
This was one of the first dishes we got. It might have been the first.
Size of a dime and about inch and a half tall of one. And then the other was smaller than a dime and into a, what is that thing called where you, like a cone.
Yeah.
Like a cone you eat ice
cream.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
And then, and
man,
so that was
a really good memory.
That was down to, and that was good. That was a little weird too. But again, all this, it was kind of weird, but then just in your mouth, it was amazing. And then the other was the raw.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
And that was good too. Yeah. And that was again where it was very little. I can't remember the shape. It might have been square. But anyways, it was very good, and we could have each gotten one.
We should have.
We should have.
I
but anyways,
know.
Go ahead.
All right. I agree with everything you said. Let's move on to Chef Lee Lucier from Fish Casual Coastal Seafood in Hilton, South Carolina. And that was the Low Country Crab Boil.
I don't remember this dish.
I remember liking it, but I honestly don't think I could explain it.
Because it was weird. It was called
not,
a crab boil,
but
it was not.
Like, it was not like it was like you got a standard crab boil here in the South, which would be like
right.
a potato and then a piece of corn
right.
and then crawfish and shrimp and some crab
and
legs.
And I don't remember
like,
it being
it was very
crabby
very
slash shrimpy
no.
slash
being seafoody.
I don't remember that.
Look, we just add Y to the end of all these words and makes them something. But I remember loving it, and I hate the fact that I can't picture it in my mind right now and explain it more than that.
You haven't said any more wines. You didn't skip over.
No, because in the last group. Because
a lot of them, some of them were red and I didn't.
Yeah, in the
because
last
of these
group,
meats,
some...
you have these red wines, which were, is really good with the meat. And I've had a red wine with a paired with a lamb before. And the two together just really made the lamb you almost taste better.
Yeah.
But I was doing wine and like I said, white. And like I said, I don't like mixing, so I didn't try, but are you just make sure you don't skip
over the
one. Yeah,
no, I don't think
we
skipped over the one that you loved. But we will move on next to a dessert, which was from Chef Matt Lewis from Baked in Brooklyn, New York. And that was the double lemon buttermilk cake. With blueberry,
pine
coat, and lemon
curd.
This was really, really good. It was like a tiny, one person bundt cake.
That was,
yes. It was great.
That, and there's one other one that you'll read. That was I could not pick because one was chocolate and this was obviously like not. So I couldn't pick which my favorite was, but both of those were number one on my list.
I loved it.
It was good.
I thought it was really, really good. They did have Angry Orchard there, which does apple ciders.
Yeah.
And I did have
that.
I had the rosé. Now, they had the crisp apple, the rosé, and the green apple. I've actually tried all three of those at one point. I had the rosé that night. It was good.
Good.
They're always good. All right, next we're going to move to the next section, which is Chef Cathal Armstrong from Kaliwai in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to apologize in advance because there's no real description. It was the Jukgaejang.
What?
Yeah, how did you enjoy the Jukgaejang?
What is that?
I don't remember what that was, honestly. So we fail you guys
Let
on
me
that
see.
One. Jukgaejang. And it doesn't really give a description of what
description.
It was. Because next was Chef Pascal Uden from Pascal's on Ponce in Coral Gables, Florida. Now that was the filet mignon crudo with shiitake mushroom crudités.
Oh, that was good.
And ginger vinaigrette.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Loved that dish.
Yep.
Filet mignon cooked to perfection.
Yes.
I remember enjoying the slaw and the vinaigrette and everything. So you're just going to go back and look at that one.
No, I was just like seeing if you skipped things, but I guess you haven't. Okay.
We'll go back and look at some of the wines, but do you want to hand that back to me so I can read the next one, or do you want to read it? You can take over. We just finished, because I want to hear
Chef,
you read some of these things.
Jeff Barnes?
Yeah.
Disney Contemporary. Oh, this is the other one that was my favorite. So it was Chef Jeff Barnes from Disney's Contemporary Resort and Bakery. and it was a brownie and cinnamon creme brulee bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was great. This was next to the buttermilk cake.
Yep.
That, to me, like, because it was then your chocolate. You had roasted macadamia and milk chocolate ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and then hard cider gel. It was really, no, really good.
I remember
good.
That yeah. one. Like, I can totally
It was remember. Really good, but it wasn't like the 2 years ago, unfortunately, that I had the best dessert that I've ever had in my entire yeah. life, and it was considered a creme brulee.
Yeah.
So I was excited for this cinnamon creme brulee bar. It was, I was a little disappointed, but I shouldn't have tried to compare it to 2 years ago. That's but fair. Anyways, yeah, they had
What's
some,
next?
They had some wines there too. These were all red.
I did have that one red wine that was good,
but you had it from, Wine Bar George.
That's right. Oh, because George Miliotis was
yep.
there.
And he
And I
gave
told
you
him
a
how
pound.
Much I love his place, and he gave me a fist pound.
Yep.
And I was like, yes.
That All was right, awesome. So Chef Lorraine Vanetti, Ohana's Disney Polynesian Village Resort. So, disappointed, though. This was the vegetarian Chinese bun. And we say disappointed. Actually, nobody else liked it. I liked it more than anybody else. You didn't like it that much?
It was the worst thing I had that night because it was so dry.
See, and I will differ from this and tell you that I ate two or three bites and I thought, and I don't know if it happened to be the wine I was drinking with it or how it.
Or the amount of wine?
No.
Kidding.
I remember it. I think it was one of these dishes that you put in your mouth and you start eating it and you're kind of like, eh, and then you finish it and you swallow and then you're like, I kind of want another bite.
Okay.
So you get another bite okay. and you're like, right. Okay, I want another bite. And I ate most of it. You took a bite and I ate the rest.
Yeah.
John and Michelle didn't really like it.
It was kind of like, it was basically almost like one of the, oh, gosh.
It was,
what are they?
And here's the weird part, because I don't think I knew this. It was teriyaki, pineapple, tofu, and kimchi. I don't think I knew it was tofu.
I don't think I realized that. So that was good. I thought it was chicken.
Right.
So that's actually really good. To me, it was dry, and it didn't pack the flavor I thought, especially when I saw this was coming from the chef at Ohana.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
This was my most disappointing dish of the night.
Fair enough.
And
I say disappointing because nobody, and the only reason I said that is because Leslie didn't like it, John yeah. didn't like it, Michelle yep. didn't like it, you didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it either. I wouldn't go back and get another one because there were more dishes that were better. But
sure. And that's my thought, is it was to me not good enough that I would have repeated eating it. It was not a repeat eat. Thanks. Okay, what's next?
Chef Yutaki.
Yeah. You can do it.
You say it.
You were close. Yutaka Kaka. No, that's not right. I'm sorry. You have it far away from me. I can't see it that well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was it?
Yutaka Cued. Japan Pavilion Epcot. Take Yokiyaki? I don't know.
You're just making stuff up now.
It says, take o yaki.
Okay.
T-A-K-O-Y-A-K-I.
I took a yaki once. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Sorry.
All right. If you're playing the Main Street Magic drinking game, that is a snort from Rhonda.
That's
so
not fair.
Take a sip. Okay. Go ahead.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Ball shaped. Japanese snack made from a wheat flour based.
This was the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
I don't remember this.
We kept calling these octopus balls.
These was it octopus balls? Was there?
I
was?
Don't
oh,
know.
Oh, it was diced yeah. octopus.
Yeah, this.
Oh, they were octopus balls.
This was horrible.
It was.
This is actually, I think, the only dish we didn't finish.
Oh, it was gross.
It was disgusting. Yeah. So
and sometimes things can get in my head and then I'm like, and knowing that it was octopus and they were balls, it was yeah.
And to clarify, this was not that portion of the octopus. It was octopus shaped in
a ball.
Circle round ball.
How do you know it wasn't octopus?
I think we should move on to the next one before we get an R rating on this show now.
All right, so here's George Wine Bar Jar.
Yeah, George Miliotis.
Wine Bar George Disney Springs. Say that five times fast. And it was a cheese pairing. It was Midnight Moon Angel aged goat cheese. And then you got the wine I had the red with it.
Yeah, it was basically a pairing of the red wine and the cheeses. Absolutely outstanding. I mean, mm-hmm. George knows his stuff.
Yep.
Got a fist pound, so I can't complain. I remember going back and eating them. Incredible.
What? Did we have this? The pineapple? What is that?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. We had, yeah, that's the Espirito Spicy Pineapple. Gosh, I don't remember this one, to be honest.
I don't either. Do we?
Oh, that was, no, that was with George's. I don't think that was a, you know what? I don't think we had that.
You mean we didn't eat everything?
I don't think we did. I'll have to go back and look at our photos. I'm so disappointed. All right, we're going to move on to Chef Jennifer Hillbooker from Your Resident Gourmet in Lilburn, Georgia. Braised oxtails with rice and field pea fritters. Do you remember this one?
No.
I don't either. God, did we not eat this one?
I thought we ate everything.
I thought so too. As I'm going through this menu, I'm starting to slowly get sad. Because I do remember the next one, which was Chef Rob Alvarado from Disney's Coronado Springs, which is where we were staying.
Right.
Vegan black sesame ravioli. This was filled with butternut squash.
This was good.
Tomato jam,
this
mushrooms,
really
cashew
good.
Cream sauce.
Yep.
Despite the fact that it had mushrooms with it,
it was good.
I don't remember them at all, the mushrooms.
It was good.
I remember this being delicious,
yep.
though.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very good. We did have, there were some more wines here, but I don't think it was the ones from, that you love.
Mm-mm.
So we went on to American Heritage, which had assorted chocolates. And you remember this? This was like kind of that big chocolate bar. And you just we just grabbed whatever. It was pretty good. I mean, it was chocolates.
It wasn't the truffles, supposedly, because those were horrible.
No, I think those are down the list a little bit.
I don't remember.
And we thank
this.
You guys for coming along with us on this journey as I just read down through this stuff. No, you're right. It was the truffles.
It was. It was. They were not good.
They were very dense.
They were just weird. And I didn't finish them. I took a bite of both just to see. And I was like, because they were dry. And not only that, but it was just not.
What were you like?
Good. No, I'm done.
What were
Move
you
on.
No, what were you like, though, when you ate the truffles?
Nope. I'm done.
Okay. We'll go back. We'll rewind. Next, they did have a coffee and tea bar, which included Joffrey's coffee.
Yes.
And if you would like to bring that Joffrey's coffee home, you can go to joffreys.com and enter code CTM20 at checkout and save 20%. We had an entire
Leslie
cheese
had
booth.
Some, and that was really good.
Yeah, that's right. She did. We had an entire Gourmet Foods International assorted cheese booth.
Yep. And you
the cheese, dude.
Partook in that.
I got so many cheeses, and they had the thin crackers, and they had like little baguette, toasted baguettes. I can't go wrong with an entire just table full of cheese. What's next?
I don't see my
after the cheese
here.
Board.
Chef Dale Reynolds Park Event Operations Walt Disney World Resort. The cherry and red wine braised pork cheeks.
Oh yeah, these were good. Pork cheeks are awesome. They serve the pork cheeks at Wine Bar George.
Okay.
Over polenta, which is
very
good.
Oh, I think I remember.
Yeah.
It wasn't fantastic in my book, but.
Well, and here's.
But
here's
it was
kinda,
good.
Well,
I'm
here's kind of what
bad.
I said about like bison and boar, where bison and boar to me is a much less greasy, lighter feeling beef.
Mm-hmm.
Pork cheeks to me are less greasy, lighter pork, like that you would have from a pulled pork or whatever. So, all right, what's after pork cheeks?
Well, we're going to go back to the very first thing you read, and you read the Florida wine over here.
Yeah.
You didn't read over here.
Oh, is that your one?
Which, yes. So, it was the very first thing, and it was Garsala Pinot Blanc. So, I love a Pinot Grigio.
Or a Pinot Gris.
And then I saw the Pinot Blanc, and I was like, and I tried it, and it. I did try other white wines, and this was my by far favorite, yeah, and I'm
back.
Excited by. Okay, sorry. Moving on.
And again. What's next?
So I'm glad I took it back because I am happy to announce this next chef, I think Jeremy is a little starstruck.
No, I was
chef
more
by Art Smith.
My fist pound with Miliotis. That was the way to go.
Chef Art Smith's homecoming Disney Springs. Thigh high chicken biscuits. Dude, this was fan-freaking-tastic.
So good once you remove buttery, the disgusting pickles.
Oh, yeah. Buttery cheddar drop biscuits topped with Chef Art's famous fried chicken thighs, bread and butter pickles. But it wasn't a pickle like Jeremy doesn't. It was more of a marinated, because you tasted it and you actually said it's more of
right.
a marinated.
Yeah, it sounds so weird. It's more of a marinated cucumber.
Right.
Even though
but in vinegar.
Are, yeah, in cucumber.
But
yeah,
not,
so,
it
no,
wasn't
you're right about
pickly.
That. You're 100%
and then
right about
your
that.
Hot honey drizzle. This
oh, my
was,
God, this was good.
And I'm glad it was huge because I was happy to have quite a few bites instead of getting my own.
Yep.
But this, it was really cute. I'm going to tell this little story. Jeremy looked starstruck and he wanted a picture and he was like, it's Art Smith. And I was like, because, I mean, y'all know me. I'm not a foodie. I don't watch the Food Network just because, and Jeremy does. And it was adorable.
Okay.
And you got a picture with him, John. Yeah. And then I don't know why we did, because I don't care. But we did. I mean, I don't know the guy. But when I told one of my clients, don't know if you know this, I told one of my clients and they were like, well, who is he? Let me look him up. And they look him up. And apparently he is Oprah Winfrey's personal
chef.
Yeah,
he was. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he did before.
Right.
So what do you think now?
I'm just saying you were adorable okay. being
so
starstruck.
So he's good enough for Oprah. He's not good enough for Rhonda. I see how it goes.
I'm not saying not good enough. I just don't care about these people okay. like you do.
You act like I was starstruck. I was not. I just thought it was cool. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed with the fact that he was, again, I mean, he's serving the food. He came out. He was talking to people. He was the one, like, handing the dishes to people. Now, had that been, like, Guy Fieri or Bobby Flay, I totally would have been like, duh.
No, duh, but it was cute. Mr. You Flay, were, I mean, duh. You turned around. I remember you turned around. You're like, there he is. Like, you were
okay.
cute.
Let's move on to the next dish.
Oh, why? You don't want to talk about how cute you were and starstruck. that dish, though.
That was outstanding. That was so good.
Was. Now that we're going through it and I remember.
We got to go to
that.
We have to go to his actual.
We do.
We have to actually go to homecoming. Yeah.
We need to make reservations. That was incredible. And
yeah,
I
was.
Think actually my favorite dish.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to Chef Joe Murray now. Dean mm-hmm. and DeLuca, New York, New
yep.
York. Oh, this was. Everybody loved this. I did not. This was the crunchy cream puff, hazelnut cream, and passion fruit jam.
You're insane. This was my favorite dessert of the night.
No. Okay.
You're nuts.
You're a foodie. I'm a desserty. Nope.
Okay. You're making up words.
Anyways, there was some, there was a Chardonnay. I think I had that one. And
yeah,
again, it was
a little dry.
My favorite was the Garcon. I can't wait to buy it. But anyways, moving on to, we're almost done, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Chef Dominique Marquette, Bordeaux,
mm-hmm.
New Orleans, L.A. Brick
Louisiana.
Leaf. It says L.A.
Well, I know that's short for Louisiana, my love. That's the Louisiana abbreviation. He's not from New Orleans, Los Angeles.
Well,
haven't you thought for a second?
No, I just read what it said.
Right. You could have said Louisiana. That's fine. All right, go ahead. What did he have?
Brick leaves, crusted tuna on a crispy, I remember this, crispy sweetbread, wild mushroom, and fava bean salad with avocado. This was fantastic
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah,
this
very, very good.
Was really good. Then you have Chef Terry Letson, Fume Bistro and Bar, Napa, California. This was the hoisin barbecue braised duck breast, spicy slaw, crispy satake mushrooms, duck crackling, comfy. This was really
top three
good
dish,
too.
I think. I think I would put this up with there with potentially the short rib. What was one of the other ones I said I loved? But I would put this up there in the top ones that we had. Mm-hmm. I remember this very, very well.
Yep.
It was absolutely incredible.
Okay, so this last one, next dish. One was, or last one, Yeah, because the wine, I think I had this other Chardonnay too, and it was, again, like I said, my favorite was the other one. So, but I did taste them. The last and final was your chef chocolatier, Amanda Lauder, and Amy Holmes, the Ganachery Disney Springs.
Mm.
This was a chocolate-dipped waffle cone and hot ganache.
Oh,
so
this
they
was
had,
the most interesting
this was so
dish of the night, I think.
Neat and weird, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Most interesting, weirdest.
So,
how the heck do you eat this dish of the night?
So you get... All right, so let's see. You get this plastic little, like, tiny, almost shot glass looking that had these crunchy pearls in the bottom.
Yep.
Then your cone went in that, and you kind of had to hold it because then they put hot ganache, which is basically chocolate hot milk, into the cone. And then on top, they put a Disney Mickey ear hat.
Yeah. Of made of white chocolate.
Well, there was a couple. I got Minnie, who was gorgeous, sparkly rose gold, and she had the bow, and then it was a white chocolate.
Yeah.
There was a Mickey one. There's three of them. The reason I got Minnie, because not only was she rose gold, she also was a raspberry chocolate ganache.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I ate it wrong because once I took a bite, like, it just went everywhere. You're supposed to drink it apparently first.
Yeah.
So here's the neat part that I felt like I did. The chocolate ear, by the way, the white chocolate was flipping outstanding.
So
amazing.
As you would normally say, fan-freaking-tastic.
Fan-freaking-tastic. once I had chocolate spill down me, that little cup, I kind of like, because, I mean, it's a cone, it's fine. It wasn't like outstanding. The chocolate ganache, like, I didn't want to drink it. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I actually,
it was very, very rich.
Yeah. So like, I actually poured it into the crunchy little sprinkle balls and kind of ate a couple of bites. And that was really cool. So I don't know how you were really truly supposed to eat it, but that was my like favorite.
Yeah.
To wait to eat it.
Yeah. I thought it was the best looking and most inventive dish of the night in a sense of just what they did was really, really cool.
Yep.
So I mean, that's the menu. That's what we've gone through. You know, part of me feels bad because people can't just immediately go get this food. Now, you can go ahead and get Art Smith stuff. You know, I mean, you could get these technically, but
see, this is also why you want to go.
I know. I want to prep people for when they're thinking about this and they're planning their trips, because every single thing I see, nobody says, is the food good? Is entertainment good? Is it fun? Every single question I see is it worth this ridiculous price tag?
Yes.
And I still believe it is.
Yes.
And if this is something that you want to set aside money now for next Food and Wine and try and plan a trip, if this is, it is worth every single penny. I don't think that the VIP secondary seating is necessary. I do believe that the seating we had at $229 a person is fine. But what we've also found is, you know, all right, we just did a Sebastian's Bistro review, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got out of there. We had food. We each had a meal. We had an appetizer. The kids ate. We had some drinks. We got out of there and it was still well over $100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
We went to Nomad Lounge on Monday and had lunch before we came home.
Oh yeah.
It was well over $100.
Mm-hmm.
What I think you're getting here when you look at value per price point is well worth
right.
it.
Right. I just counted.
How many dishes?
23.
Okay.
So
23.
Let's just say
23 dishes.
Times 5, because that's what about a dish is, give or take, which some of these were way more than $5. Like, you're talking maybe 8 or even 10 at Food and Wine. But let's, on the nice side, say, on the cheap side, say $5 a dish.
Well, basically what this would break down to is $9.90 per dish.
If it was, if you took and if only minus straight up, the $229.
Yeah, if you said $229 divided by, you said 23 dishes.
It'd be $9.
$9.95 a dish.
Right.
That's straight
there,
up
straight food.
No,
and
that's not counting
and
entertainment. That's not counting drink.
Right.
That's not counting the experience.
Your wine
the
glass.
So
yep.
I think you're right.
I feel like right there you can say, and the reason I say this and I count the dishes and I say, because a lot of people, why do you come to Epcot during Food and Wine?
Yeah.
To try the booths,
right,
to go and have the food and wine.
Yeah.
And this you can go to and you get all these 23 dishes. You get all these. I'm not going to count the wines, but there's in every dish, there's all right. If there's 23 dishes, there's probably 23 to 30 wines and drinks.
At least, yeah.
And then you get and that and you can eat and then you can eat multiple of this. See,
correct,
that's $9 at 23
if
dishes,
you only have one
if
of
you
each.
Only have one.
Right.
And you can eat as many as you want.
Yeah.
Per se, like if you can.
Yeah.
And then the wine, you can get as many as you want. Like my wine that I loved. I mean, the one girl was like, oh, here she comes again. And she kept pouring them. But I mean, if you're talking, that was $5. That's a $5 glass. I mean, I had.
Yeah.
So if you really
several
took down and broke down and said what you get food, what you get wine, I'm not talking the glass. I'm not talking the entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking the pretty amazingness. If you break all that down, you are getting a way better deal,
yep,
than you would to go around and try the stuff at the booths.
Yeah. Agree completely.
And this is better food, guys.
It is better food than you're getting at the booth.
It is way
as
better
much as
food.
We have loved food and wine booths this year.
Right.
This is still a higher quality.
Correct.
Fresher.
Yep.
Made to order, air quote, food.
Right.
Because
and
putting
I
the
won't
dishes
discount the food and wine, like the lobster roll. There's nothing that beats that in the food and wine booths. And there is a few dishes that we had that it is outstanding. But come on, guys. This is worth it.
I agree. I think it's worth every penny. You also just made me sad because we didn't have a lobster roll last weekend.
Well, we can have one this weekend.
Next two weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love this. I like this conversation for the fact that in this episode, because I think our whole point is to kind of prove that this is worth it, you know,
yeah.
And this is a very extravagant event and I'm not saying you have to do it every year.
Oh, no.
You should do this, though.
But
you should do it at least once in your lifetime.
Again, like,
even, I'm sorry, from foodie guy thinks you should do it. An apparent non-foodie lady
thinks you should do it.
You should do it.
And, I mean, it is a great night to get away from the kids.
So much fun.
And have a nice date night.
Yep.
I mean, we had a fantastic night.
Had a blast.
And
and again, that's something you can't put a price tag on.
You can't.
You know, you can't put a price tag on us hanging out with our great friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, you and I having a night away from the kids and just all of this.
An adult time.
Yeah. And me putting on.
Which apparently this
dress
is
pants
not
for the first time in a year. Like.
And by the way, apparently this is not in 21 and up.
Which
only,
I thought it was.
Which we thought it was. We did see a child that looked, because of the height, she could look Kaylin's age.
Yeah.
But because of her physique, she may have been older.
Yeah.
Which, if Kaylin ate a ton of food, absolutely, it'd be almost fun to have her there. Just if she ate a lot of neat food. But then there was, she was in a wheel. No, what is that thing called?
Stroller?
Thank you. The tiny little, what's the, up there you can say drink,
yeah.
Umbrella stroller.
Yes,
the little,
yes,
like,
yes,
it wasn't,
yes,
like the
correct
giant stroller.
Right,
I was
right
trying to think the, so I don't even know if she was three or younger.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was like, really? You're going to, Now, I think she was free, but I think they paid for the 10, 11, 12-year-old girl that was there. Sure. Yep. $229.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, she can't drink. So
right. And
which
they didn't
is,
have chicken nuggets.
And this is, right. And this is where, honestly, we are surprised that it's not 21 and up, because that is all there is to drink. Wine, beer, and if you're in the expensive seating, liquor.
Yeah.
There is water stations where you can rent, but you can also drink some of that. But there's not like tea or lemonade or
coffee and tea, but again,
I mean,
it's not
okay.
Like there's a freestyle machine set up for
right, but but that's a hot tea. It's not a cold tea.
Right.
And what child likes hot tea?
Weird ones.
Okay. Anyways, just so y'all know, if you can't get away from the kids and you need to take them, you can.
Yeah. But I would say you go put them in.
Absolutely.
You know, Club Dolphin, like John and Michelle did, or, you know, they get to a point in an age that you leave them in the room like we did.
Yep.
So thank you guys so much for following along with us and listening to us talk about food. Luckily, we ate prior to recording this. I hope you ate prior to listening to this, because otherwise you're going to be starving and you may not get some of this amazing food. But I highly recommend that you check this out in the future if you can. And maybe in the future here we get a nice big Capture the Magic community party for the senses group together.
Oh my God, that'd be
so
fun.
That would be awesome. That would be so much fun. We'll go VIP at that point.
Yes.
We'll rent that whole sucker out. But again, thank you for listening. If you have not already subscribed, please go out and do so. And leave us a rating and review, because
it helps the show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.